All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And unfortunately, today we are not going to be joined by our co-host, Lolita, but she is sending her love, as usual, to all of our callers and listeners. She had a prior engagement for this weekend, and we wish her the best on that. What we're going to be doing now is we're going to be beginning to take calls here momentarily. And as usual, we will be answering one question per caller, one-part questions only on the show. All right, we are going to make an announcement about our specials before we start taking callers today. The announcement is about our specials found at the website HowPsychic.com. That is HowPsychic.com. And our specials today are on the 30-minute reading as well as the 10-minute reading with myself. The 30-minute reading is normally $17.95, and today we have it on sale until midnight for only $7.99. We also have the 10-minute reading if you're looking to just get a few questions in, or a couple, actually. We have the 10-minute reading, which is now set to $3.99. Regular price is $7.95. So please go ahead and take advantage of those specials before midnight tonight or end of day tomorrow. I will keep them up until end of day tomorrow at the very latest, but it is best that you book and you make payment for that before midnight tonight. All right, we're going to go ahead and first take our callers now. We're going to take our first caller with area code 347. When we bring you on air, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Okay, caller, area code 347, first three digits, 564. You are live and on air.
Hi, good evening. My name is Tiffany.
Hello? Tiffany, and how can we help you? Where are you from?
Okay, well, I have an important case coming up involving my children.
Where are you
from, I'm from New York.
Okay, and you have an important case involving your children coming up. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to know if the person I'm going to court against is currently employed.
Okay.
Or
according to what I'm feeling, this person is not currently employed when it comes to on the record. They have an odd job that they are doing under the table. However, this is not a legally employed job, so they could not bring this job to court.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. All right. What a great caller to start off our day. Our next caller today is area code... And just remember, people, every time we bring you on air, state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Our next caller is area code 718.
Hello.
Caller, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you? My name is Angie, and I'm from New York also.
Wonderful,
and,
Angie.
The question
The
question is, I'm doing the insanity workout, which is a pain, but I wanted to know if I'm going to get the results that I want at the end. Is it going to,
Well, yes, you are going to get the results that you want, but the thing here is that you got to keep doing it, and you've got to you got to keep a continuous motion going on with it every day. Because I see you stopping and starting, and, you know, some days you're skipping it a little bit. And, you know, I could say taking a day off here and there is okay, but I really feel you need to stick with it to get those results.
It's going to be, like, super hot results?
Well, hon, you're going to be able to continue and continue until you get the exact results that you're looking for. But
okay.
I do feel that you will be happy with what you receive in the way of results.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone. I don't know. We have a lot of callers that come in and are regulars, and we have a lot of new callers, but I'm very straight and to the point when it comes to answering questions. So we're going to move on now. We don't normally take the 111s all the way through numbers here. We've been taking a slight chance on them when they have been coming through, and we've been looking out so far. So just a heads up, next time try and call in with a recognizable number. But we are going to go ahead and take this next caller today who is all area code 111. All right, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Rev. It's Yvette from California.
Hey, Yvette. How you doing, hon?
I think I'm good. I just wanted to get a kind of a spiritual update of where I'm at, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing one of the baths tonight.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, you got to have to let me know how that goes for you.
I will.
Of course, we're expecting it to go well. And spiritually, I think that you are in a better place right now, and I think the baths are definitely going to help. But I do believe you are in a better place right now. I'm seeing a couple new opportunities popping up in the coming week for you, too.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Any general idea of what those are?
Well, one seems to be finances.
Okay.
Okay.
That's exciting. Yes.
And then the other one, I'm just seeing, like, better spiritual cleanliness.
Okay.
And I'm seeing that there's more room for manifestation.
Very true. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
I'll take advantage of one of those offers. Thank you so much.
Okay. Not a
Bye.
Problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Wonderful. Another caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Please remember to visit HowPsychic.com before midnight tonight to take advantage of our two great specials going on. The first one's a 30-minute for only $7.99, which is a regular price of $17.95. And then we also have the 10-minute reading, which is now set to $3.99, regular price $7.95. All right, everyone, moving on. We're taking our next caller today. Our next caller is area code 919. Hello, caller. You're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, I'm Rebecca, and I'm calling from North Carolina. And I have
okay.
a question as to when I'll be hearing from Todd.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, you know what? That's a good question, and I'm going to answer that for you, but seeing the situation, your question should be, when is he going to put more effort together? Actually, I do feel that you're going to hear from him by Thursday, okay? It could be sooner than that, but I really get Thursday for some reason now. And then as far as I'm going to ask the question for you, I normally do one question per caller here, but I'm feeling, I'm being told I've got to answer the question for you as to when he's going to put more effort in, okay? That should be within the coming month, the first 2.5 weeks, okay? So the first 2.5 weeks of October.
Well, Lord knows it's been, you know, 9 months, so I'm 9 years, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I've been waiting, so, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that would be
yeah.
great.
I
Thank
understand.
You.
Well, I do see him coming around, and I actually see where the chance kind of lacked before for this to work out. It is gaining that chance back, and this is the one last window of opportunity he's going to have to make it work with you.
Do I play hard?
Play medium, you know, medium hardness. You don't want to be too hard, but you don't want to be too soft either. You need to approach it with a medium, just moderately, I guess would be the term.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
Wonderful.
So much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone. We're moving it right along now. We have our next caller, area code 412. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Keisha, and my question is, where do you see me, his name is Mookie, our relationship going?
Mm-hmm. His name was what, Keisha?
It's Mookie.
Mookie? Okay. You know what? We got another slacker on our hands over here. That seems to be some of the theme sometimes when we get our callers about love and relationships, but not all the time. Yeah, he's a bit of a slacker, honey. He's not putting in that effort right now because he's got that fear, okay? And I don't think it's the fear of the commitment. It's the fear of having to put effort in, okay? What I'm seeing here is that, okay, well, hold on. I'm getting a whole bunch of messages from Spirit right now, and I got to organize them and see which ones are the ones that need to come through. Okay. Oh, okay, honey. They keep on telling me right now, you got a woman on the other side. You got an older woman on the other side. She's coming through trying to tell you a message. Who is this?
Probably my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, is she more like a mother to you than your own mother?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who that would be then.
Okay. It could be your grandma, but I'm getting somebody on the other side. They're acting like they were a mother to you.
They were a mother to me. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, it could be your grandmother, but I don't know what she's trying to claim about, you know, being more of a mother to you than your own mother. But what she's trying to tell me about this guy over here that you're asking about, she's trying to tell me, okay, one, he's afraid of this, you know, having to put in the action, having to put in the effort, because he's just a slacker. He likes to just, you know, slack off. He's lazy. But she's also telling me that he has some issues with his father and his past in his past childhood that have created a lot of psychological damage within him, okay? And right now, I'm feeling like he's starting to heal from that. He's starting to overcome that. I feel like he has the, they're telling me that he does have an interest in you, but the spirit guides out there, your spirits on the other side, they don't like him too much. Because they keep telling me he did you wrong. He did you wrong.
He did do something. He did something.
Mm-hmm.
He did something, and he did it. I don't even know why. You know what I mean? Because, you know, and he'll deny it. But that's like confirmation from them to tell me that he really did do it.
Of course,
like,
he's denying it. Yeah, well, they're saying that it can still work out with him if you really wanted to, but they keep telling me even though he will start to put in a little effort here and there in the next couple of weeks, we're actually getting a week and a half on this one, but I always give it like that extra half a week to be sure, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're telling me that even though he's going to put in some more effort by that time, and even he'll call you in the next 3 to 4 days. They say there's a slight chance he'll call tomorrow, too. Okay, whatever. That he is not going to, you know, do this and then continue with it. He's always going to end up slacking off, and you're always going to end up having to take up the slack. And
okay.
They were telling me that he has control issues, where
yes,
he tries to control through others because he's not in control of himself.
Yep, you're good. What's your website? I got a bad reading.
Okay, my website is Hal, that's how, like how are you, and then psychic.com. So that's just howpsychic.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably be hearing from me. Thank you. My name is Keisha, and I was from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I don't know if I said that or not.
Okay, Keisha. I used to live in Cold Township.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All
right. We're going to move it right along now to our next caller. What another wonderful caller we just had. Our next caller today is going to be area code 610. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And my question, I wanted to see what messages do you have from the spirits or my guys as far as my present job?
Okay. Wow. Okay. They're telling me somebody at your workplace is behind all the commotion that's been going on around you. And they keep showing me both a male and a female, but I'm feeling like the male is being controlled by the female or manipulated by the female right now.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what situation's unfolding there? Because I'm feeling like they're just trying to make it so difficult for you right now. That, and it's not even as difficult as it's going to get, but they're trying to make it so difficult that you choose to leave.
Oh, well, like I said, it doesn't really, I mean, the difficulty as far as with the mail has been going on for a while, many, many months, but I chose not to let it bother me at this point, and that's how we work. The female, I've noticed things off and on, I try to play along, but Friday there was a message, just a simple answer, and something, an answer to a question that she had, and apparently she got upset. She took it the wrong way, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. She's like, well,
yes,
just forget it. I'm like, no, I'm not, and I was just typing. Everything was communicated by chat. I'm like, no, I'm not going to forget it. I don't think if I offended you, I'm sorry, but, you know, I don't think I did, because I was not going to stay quiet. I was not going to let it slide, and I'm like, you know what? If you have anything else, you let me know, okay? Have a good day. And then she's like, oh, I'm cool. Are you cool? And I'm like, yes, I'm fine. So I think I did the right thing by sort of not letting it slide, you know, just to show her that, you know what, I'm not scared.
You did do the right thing by yourself in that aspect, but they're telling me, okay, there's a little bit more to come in the way of the negativity from them. And that, you know, I'm kind of kidding. They keep telling me they're working together. Okay, whatever. You get that point already. I'm being told that there is more difficulty to come, but as long as you stand your ground, you're going to make it through it. And she might end up being on her way out by November sometime.
Oh, okay, November this year. Well, like I said, you know, I only see them 3 days a week. The other 2 days I work from home. And I figure I don't have to look at them when I work. And if they want to say good morning, say good morning. But I'll keep my eyes on the computer because we do technology work. And then I'll keep my nose in the books, whatever. And nothing said. As long as I don't say anything, it's not going to start a fight, correct?
Yeah, for the most part. But they will, even if you don't say anything, they will try and create some issues.
And what about the higher boss? Is he noticing all this? I mean, is he...
we only do one question per caller on the show, really. But, you know, I don't think he's noticing yet. So I'm going to let you slide on that one. I've kind of given some extra info out today.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're moving it right along now to our next caller. Our next caller will be brought on momentarily. All right, our next caller today is area code 201. Hello, caller, you're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, hi, my name is Tahar, calling from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Before you go into your question here, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt the routine. I'm telling you to do it. But I am getting a strong energy here that someone, one, I'm feeling like your love life's actually going to turn around for the better. You've had a lot of difficulty lately with that. Two, I'm kind of in the zone, so just bear with me right now. As far as the psychic stuff is concerned. Two, I'm feeling that you've been having, what's going on with the neighbor? Something happening with the neighbor?
No, I moved here about a year ago, and I still don't have a relationship with the neighbor, so I don't have a relationship with the neighbor.
Okay, so everything's still quiet? Because
yeah.
I'm being shown a neighbor, and I'm being shown that you're going to have a community there, okay? Like you're actually going to be friends with people around there, and it's going to be like that tight-knit circle. But I'm also seeing that there's someone kind of like, they're showing me someone next door, and they're shaded out. They're kind of like a shadow.
What does that mean?
Okay. You know, that's why I'm telling you to try and get what you're feeling about it, like what you could relate with that. But what I'm seeing is, like I said, they're showing me someone next door and a shadow. Now, before you moved, did you have any problems with someone from the place you used to be at?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I had a nightmare with the place I was before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the nightmare, tell me about this.
It's about 2 years ago now, actually. It's just like I was living in a complex and my place got robbed and found cameras, and it was just a bad, bad situation, and I moved.
Oh, jeez. Okay, that's exactly what I'm being shown. Well, it turns out that the person or the people that had done this were in unison or had someone working with them that lived right next door to you somehow?
Probably.
Okay. And where this explains a lot. Sometimes they don't give us the actual meaning behind these messages, so we have to be able to find it. And then whatever resonates with us, that's what it is, you know? But what I'm feeling is like there's still... have you done any cleansings for yourself? Because there's still some trauma that you're going through because of all that.
I mean, I try to put my own candle and do my own thing and try to relax about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, besides they stole my jewelry, I'm over it. It bothers me so much when I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not calling tonight.
Well, I don't mean
this
to bring it up to bother you, hon, but I'm getting the message that you're going to be able to heal from this, okay? You're well on your way. You're a lot better than you were, but that, you know, there's still some trauma there, and you may want to seek some help. Now, I'm not saying you have to get a psychologist or anybody like that involved, but, you know, maybe go to a Reiki specialist. I can't say that I do it because I don't really do Reiki. But I believe that Reiki or some type of energy healing would really help you.
Okay. I'll
Now I'm going to let you answer. I'm going to let you ask your question that you're going to ask me here.
Definitely. You mentioned in the beginning about the love life. I'm actually specifically calling about the relationship that ended, and I just want to see what you see for the future.
Okay, honey, I can barely hear you. Can you repeat that, but speak a little louder?
Sure. I'm actually calling specifically about a relationship ended. And I just want to see if you have any insights. What can you see for the future? If you see this is over. Whatever you see.
Well, I don't like to tell people bad news, but this is kind of a mixture of bad and good. And I will be always honest with the people that call me here on the show or, you know, even privately.
So it's only fair, right? Well, I do not feel that anything will come of the relationship from the past now. I do believe it is completely over, and that's the bad news, because there really was some potential there to begin with, but it quickly faded out, okay? And that's because that person, they're just not ready yet, okay? They're trying to hold on to ideals too tightly, and that's what really screws them up. Second of all, the good news is that I do see something working out for you. I do see a good relationship coming up for you, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling that this relationship, okay, let me get the messages straightened out here. They're giving me two different timelines.
Okay.
All right. I'm feeling like the relationship that is going to come in, that's going to be the right one for you. This one's going to be coming in December. Now, it is a wee bit of a ways away, okay? But it gives you plenty of time to work on whatever you need to work on. You know, like house, money, whatever, okay? I'm feeling like this next relationship that comes in, it's going to be in the first part of December, anywhere between the first and the second week. I'm seeing this individual, they have this Italian-Caucasian mixture behind them, okay? They might have a little, that's so strange. They keep telling me there's like a Filipino aspect as well. I don't know. They might have a little bit of all three. And I'm feeling here that this person is a successful business owner, okay? And they run a corporation or a business that supplies other businesses with their necessities and products. They also provide services to businesses. They provide services to big businesses. What I'm feeling about this person is that he has... He has a bit of a stocky build to him. And a little tiny, you know, a pudgy belly, but there's not really any heaviness to him, you know what I mean? He's not thick, like fat. Let's see here. He has the high cheekbones, but they're not as predominant. They're light. They're not very thick cheekbones. They're actually light cheekbones, but they're high. A little bit of shading under the eyes, that smile is the name, is what they're telling me. So there's a little bit of shade underneath his eyes, and his eyes kind of look like they smile. He has blue eyes, and he has light brown hair from what I can see here, if not a little lighter than that.
That's a lot of details.
Yeah. And actually, I do give out details, but it's been a while since I've given out this many details to a caller on the show.
That's amazing. That makes me feel special.
Oh, well, all our callers are special, of course.
Oh, thank you, but
well,
you definitely don't see this relationship as going anywhere.
All right. Well, I just don't feel that the past relationship is going to be going anywhere, hon. This new one definitely seems to have a great potential. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Once more, we're going to go ahead and start taking the rest of our callers here for the show. We have 30 minutes remaining in the show, so please, you know, we're just going to try and get to everybody as usual that we can. But please check out HowPsychic.com before the midnight tonight Eastern Standard Time. We have two specials going on right now. The first one is the 30-minute for $7.99, a regular price of $17.95. The second one is a 10-minute reading for only $3.99, regular price is $7.95. All right, moving it right along to our next caller today. Our next caller is area code 502. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Debbie. I'm calling from Kentucky. And I was wanting to know if an ex named Eddie is going to be calling.
I didn't catch that last part.
If an ex named Eddie is going to be calling.
Oh, an ex of yours named Eddie. Okay. Give me one moment to connect to Spirit here and find out what they're telling me about this. All right. They're telling me that Eddie will reach out to you, but they keep telling me the only times he does reach out or he has reached out in the past is when he's wanted something. Hello?
No.
Caller?
No.
Okay, so he hasn't reached out to you in the past each time for something?
No, because I haven't seen him for like 20 years. Last time I talked to him was like 3 years ago.
Well, they do tell me that you are going to receive a call or some type of contact from him, and this is without you reaching out to him. But when you guys were talking to each other, each time he just prompted himself to contact you, was there always something he wanted from you?
No.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to be clear on that, because the Spirit's telling me is like he's always having this I want kind of ordeal in his
now,
mind.
That would be the ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Eddie was never married.
Okay. Well, they do tell me that Eddie will eventually contact you and reach out. Now, okay, that's the message I have for you. I'm sorry I'm not connecting so well with you then.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go ahead and move it right along now. We have our next caller brought on momentarily. All right, our next caller today is area code 512. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Pearl, and I'm from Texas, and I have a question about my clairaudience. I heard a female, and I need to know, did I catch a snippet of an impression on the atmosphere from a conversation that took place between two living people, or did I hear a snippet of conversation from a spirit talking to another spirit?
All right, you heard a conversation of spirit talking to another spirit to end up talking to you.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Is there something I'm supposed to do, or can I develop this and use it, or...
Well, most certainly you can develop this and use it. Now, whether you choose to use it professionally or just personally throughout your life is completely up to you, but you can choose to develop it. I do a lot of mediumship training and spiritual training for people that have different psychic abilities like yourself. And you can also reach out to me from the website. And I would be more than happy to help you out there if that's what you would like.
Could you throw a price quote out there?
I'm sorry?
Would you be willing to give a price quote as to what you would do for coaching or...
It's all very, well, sometimes it's custom, sometimes it's not, but the normal price quote is around the $50 mark, sometimes a little bit under that, depending upon the person. I'm kind of flexible. And the coaching lasts for a whole month. It goes month to month. It's non-reoccurring, which means that every month you want to continue, you have to manually sign up for another month, okay?
And
you get four sessions
like
a month in that. Yes, it is.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, bless you.
Mm-hmm. Well, bless you as well. And I would look
Thank
forward
you.
To hearing from you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to move it right along here momentarily, but the website that we have here, we want everybody to go to and take advantage of our specials. The website is howpsychic.com. Two great specials, one on the 30-minute and one on the 10-minute reading. Our next caller for tonight is area code 704. Hello. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. My name is Taria, and I'm calling from Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling because I would like to know what you see coming as far as a business. I'm trying to start a business,
mm-hmm.
and I've put it on hold. And it's really
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
etched deep into my
Yeah, you're lacking
right
the
now.
Funding for it right now, aren't you?
Mhm.
Mhm. Okay, I do see, even though you put it on hold, you are going to get funding to put into it and to continue to build it. The difficulty for you has been on getting the funding, not necessarily having it. I feel like, you know, you have had some funding to put in, and you've had opportunities in which you were able to work on it without need for money. But I do feel that we've come to a point with it right now where you have to make some more financial investment in it. And that's one of the reasons why you put it on hold. It's also because the right people just were not there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling that you're going to be able to pick it back up. You're going to be able to work on it, and before the year is out, you will have it in place so you can go live with it as of the beginning of next year.
Mm. Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm. May I ask exactly what you're building there without going in too much into details?
Sure. I do reflexology, quantum touch,
mm-hmm.
and herbal body wrapping.
Mm, nice. Well, the quantum touch is really going to be on the side of the market right now in spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Just from one spiritualist to another, hon, you'll notice that a lot of the healing techniques are beginning to become the most popular in
mm-hmm.
our community. So that might be an area where you want to go. And that's me talking to you, one, as a psychic, but also as an experienced spiritualist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I just actually recently came upon the quantum touch, but the reflexology has basically been my passion. That's what I discovered
mm-hmm.
first. But
mm-hmm.
I've embraced all of the others. But I really like helping other people mm-hmm. and seeing other people feel better. So I'm really
mm-hmm.
wanting this
of course.
Business.
Well, what's so wonderful about the reflexology is that it kind of conforms a little bit to both sides, conventional
mm-hmm.
medicine as well as spiritual.
Yes. Yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We have about 20 minutes left in the show. Please visit our website at howpsychic.com before midnight tonight to take advantage of our great specials. Our next caller today is area code 412. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Veronica, calling from Pennsylvania, and I was calling for a general
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What was your question?
Oh, yes. I was calling for a general reading.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Veronica. We do not do general readings on the show. We only do those through the website. But if you have a specific question, we can answer that on the show.
Okay. What do you see coming for me in love, romance?
Okay. Give me one moment, and I will try and tap into the energy of your love life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, who is this one that just keeps on lingering in the background, and occasionally he'll do something, makes you think that he's beginning to put in more effort, but then he backs off?
Yeah, that's a friend of mine that we were friends for a really long time, and then later on in the friendship we did cook a little bit, but we're just still friends.
Okay. Well, he's kind of still lingering around off and on. And then what I'm seeing here is like where that still has a little potential, it really isn't going anywhere fast. I do see that energetically there is another opportunity that is going to be coming into your love life. This looks to be sometime in the end of October, very beginning of November. So like the last week of October to about the first 3 to 4 days of November. Okay, and let's see here. This one does seem to be okay. Now, I'm not going to say they're the best or the most successful because I really don't feel they are. What I do feel is that they are successful enough to feel comfortable for now in their own lives, and they have big aspirations as to what they really want to do in the way of career rather than just menial jobs here and there. From what I'm feeling is this person has a lot of genius behind them and could have done very well when it came to archaeology, science, anything that requires some bigger intellect, okay? I am feeling this person having a very family-oriented personality, okay? And I'm feeling, of course, you're going to like the physical features, but I don't know exactly what they are. I just feel that you're going to find them attractive. They are slightly taller than the average person. And let's see here. They keep showing me a briefcase. Okay, I have no clue what that means.
Okay.
Are you dealing with a case right now? A lawsuit or any type of legal issue?
Well, it's pretty much over, but it's like just the residual effects of it, yeah.
Okay. They're kind of telling me that I'm telling them that I don't know why they're showing me the briefcase. They said that it had something to do with law, and I'm like, okay. And then you're telling me, and now I'm being told that, okay, now you just said it was a residual. I'm being told that it's okay, and it's all, okay. They're telling me that these people are learning their lesson.
Okay.
For once. They said for once. They had to put that in there.
And the lesson out of it, but because I've been dealing with the consequences, but it should be consequences to the ending soon, all the stuff that, you know, how you have to pay fines, all that kind of stuff. But I learned my lesson. So the people involved, including myself, yes.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, it was something that shouldn't have occurred to you, but it did happen through you. Okay. Well, that's what I have for you, so I wish you the best on that, and hopefully it helps you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take two more callers for today, and then we're going to go ahead and end the show. Our next caller for today is area code 253. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please tell us, state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Holly from Seattle. And I'm just
Holly.
Hi, how are you? I'm just asking about my job. There's two owners, and I'm wondering when is the other owner going to... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When is he going to sell the rest of the buildings to my owner that I work for?
Okay. He's kind of holding out a little bit right now. He's doing that power play, to be honest. Hold on. Let me get the timeline for that. And it's not going to be until next year.
Oh, yeah? Like far into the year?
No, not necessarily far into the year. It'll be the first month or two of next year. But they're telling me it's not going to be until next year. And they keep telling me it would be better if they did it this year before the year is out. But, you know, it's not going to happen, they said. They said he's doing that power play right now.
Okay.
So okay. I wish you the best on that one, but I do feel it will happen. I feel that it will work out for the best, but I feel the other one is doing that power play, and they're just not liking it. The spirits are saying this guy is just playing hardball.
Yeah, he's not a nice. That nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go ahead and take our last caller, or we might have another one or two callers after this, but our next caller is area code 248. Hello, caller. You are live. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, yes, my name is Mike. I'm calling from Michigan. And my question is regarding some kind of at a crossroads with my business and kind of seeing if, and also spirituality and seeing if I'm being nudged more so to go on the spiritual side or still continue with the business plan side.
Okay. And may I have your last name there for a minute?
Say again.
May I have your last name there for a minute?
Yeah, Jocks.
Okay. All right, the message from Spirit right now is telling me that you need to stick to the business side for now, but there will be a time in which you can go back to the spirit side of things.
Okay.
So for now, you need to get the business side under control and going well, and then you incorporate the spiritual side.
Excellent.
Well, I thank you for calling in and wish you the best of days.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, now we have time enough to take at least one more caller here. Our next caller is area code 603. Hello, caller, you are live on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, hi. My name is Valerie. I am calling from New Hampshire. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Valerie, and how can I help you?
Wonderful. I would just like to know in general, like, what you see around love for me.
Mm-hmm. All right, Valerie. Who hurt you so badly, hon?
Who hurt me so badly? Well, where would you like me to start? The list.
Well, I'm getting one heart and three swords in it here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the guy, then, if you're specifically talking about one person. His name would be Jeff.
Well, I'm actually talking about one person to begin with, but it seems like there's two others surrounding it that weren't as bad as the one. They were just bad.
No, he's the only one for the last 14 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what happened exactly?
Well, we lived together for a couple of years. Then we went back and forth. And then it was kind of here and there. And then we would connect, and then we wouldn't. And then there's been somebody else in his life on and off for 9 years who keeps just leaving and going away. But I feel like him and I have a very unsaid connection, and for some reason, I truly to this day feel like he's my soulmate.
Well, I'm going to put it this way: we have many soulmates through life.
See, I don't.
We should
I
have
don't,
more
I,
than one,
I,
huh?
I don't agree with that. I've been told that. I just don't believe in. Never have I. But it's not because you're saying it. I just truly have never believed in that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something though. He's your twin flame, not your soulmate. There's a higher purpose behind twin flame.
But what is, I don't understand the difference, though. I just thought your soulmate was person for life. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I understand. And you know what? For the longest time, I will be honest. I always believed that there was only one soulmate, but there's a big difference between soulmates and twin flames. Soulmates are exactly what a lot of people will confuse for a twin flame, okay? A twin flame is that one person that you're always meant to be with in every lifetime. A twin flame is exactly that. You're opposite, but also you're twin. You know what I mean? Like, there's always that part of them that you don't have and that part of you that they don't have that brings the two of you together. But then there's also, you know, so much, like, so much in common. You're able to telepathically communicate with one another very easily and sometimes without even knowing it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is all twin flames. Soulmates, on the other hand, are people that we've had relationships with in the past, and they're very similar to twin flames in certain aspects. But a twin flame is that one that you've been with the most throughout all of the lifetimes, and that twin flame is the one that you're always meant to be with, okay? And now,
will we ever get it right through the years of court and through the years of fighting and for the years of not talking to one another and hating each other and all of the craziness we've been through, because this other woman he feels is the person he's meant to be with, and according to him, he hates me.
This other woman actually is just using him, to be honest, and
that's
she always has. And, you know, I granted, she's not alone in that. He's used her too, okay? But I do not feel that she is the person he's meant to be with. I feel that you are. And I feel that he's continued to, while having these emotions for you and recognizing the connection with you to a degree, he has not seen it completely in the way that you have because he's not allowed himself to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And will he allow himself to? Will he come to a point where he's able to do that? Yes, I feel he will. Okay?
I have to wait another 14 years?
No, honey, you're trying to get a second question, aren't you? I don't feel that you're going to have to wait another 14 years, let alone another 12 months. Okay?
God.
I don't think it's going to take that long. May it take another few months, maybe 2-3 months down the road? Yeah, I can see that. It's taken quite a long time already. but I don't think it's going to take even another 12 months to get there. I feel that, you know, this lady, she's beginning to pull away from him anyways, because now she's meeting this other person that she has an interest in that can provide more for her than he does. And it's not like he's providing anything to her because he doesn't have any money in his pocket to begin with.
Hmm.
You know, at least nothing he can spare. I'm feeling like she uses him for psychological means. Okay, she's that kind of person. She needs to feel in control of someone. And, you know, with the way he's attracted to her, it gives her that control mechanism so easily. But she's met this other dope out there right now who's even more insecure about themselves. And she's clinging on to them and they're clinging on to her. And this guy that you're twin flame over here, he doesn't have any clue what's going on in the background when he's away from her. And, you know, that's all going to come clear, and she's going to be gone.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, because I've been feeling like he's going to propose to her any moment, and I've just been fearful, to be honest. I've been, like, anxiety.
Even if he were to propose, she would not accept.
Really?
Mm-mm. She doesn't want that kind of tie down because she wants to be able... She's what we know in this world as a psychic vampire. She will move from person to person to person to person to person to person to person. And she will, you know, each one she moves on to, she will suck the life out of them before she moves on to the next one. Unless the next one comes in beforehand and proves to be even more delicious than the one she currently has.
Ah. Okay. Well, that makes me feel much, much better because I'm moving back home where he is. I've been away for 6 years. I'm moving back there in like 6 months or 5 months. So thank God you've put my mind at ease. I feel much more at peace. And I will at some point let you know how it is going just to touch base. And I thank you very, very much and many blessings to you.
You're welcome. Many blessings to you as well. And thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. All right. Let's see here. Just 2 minutes and 10 seconds left. Our next caller, area code 619, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Adam and Steve in California. Any major career opportunities that you see for me?
Okay, Steve, let's see here. Okay, we're looking at sometime before the year is out. I don't know the exact month or weeks on that one, but we are looking at sometime before the year is out. There is something new coming in. There's actually two opportunities coming in on this one, and both prove to be very good for you. So I'm doing this in a little bit of crunch to follow with my showtime right now, but this is what I'm feeling.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Well, we thank you for calling and listening to the show today. We bid you namaste, love, light, and good night.